Hey, everybody. What's going on? Welcome to a brand new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. So excited to be here today. We've got an awesome show for everybody today. If you haven't guessed, today we're doing all punk ska stuff. We got a guest with us today in studio, kind of.
In studio.
In our Michigan studio. We've got Mr. Benny Kapal here. Benny.
For the
second time in a row, we got you here to do this show, man.
Yeah, I was in the green room. Amanda has quite the green room. So
yeah.
Just got out of it. Very refreshed. Just perfect. A Michigan morning here.
Hey, if this is your first time checking out the show, because maybe you're a new subscriber to our YouTube channel, or you start following us here on our audio feed or wherever, welcome to the show. How the show works is that we each swap three songs with each other we don't think the other's heard before, and we rate those songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with one being not great. I mean, it's a pass, right? I mean, it's
hard pass.
There it is.
Wrong button every week.
I got to switch that every week. This is an ongoing thing. At this point, I'm just leaving it because it just creates comedy.
Comical, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a hard pass. It's like something I would choose not to ever play. I would never play that song. Agreed. All the way up to 5 records, which is, of course, Heavenly Music to Our Ears. It's a song I would absolutely choose to play over and over again because it's on my Eternity playlist. What do you think of them apples?
I like the Eternity thing going
yeah.
on. All about death, so.
There you go.
Yeah, in such a positive light.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ian. Sexy voice, Chris. Yes, I have a sexy voice on today. It's called the viral vocal fry. That's what it's called.
The vocal fry.
So by the way, you may want to know how we pick the songs. Well, we pick them because we spin a wheel of themes at the end of every single episode. And that determines what songs we will be picking based on that given theme. And by the way, quick disclaimer. Because Amanda and I were talking about this. And listen, people who have listened to the show for a long time get it. And they know. But we've got a lot of new people who have been discovering the show. So real quick here is that when we swap the songs, we listen to these songs many, many times over. A lot. Before we actually do the show. So when you listen to the show, we play a clip from the song. Because first of all, YouTube will just shut the show down, the live stream, if we play the whole song. Sometimes we get away with it. Sometimes we don't. So we try to limit it. And number two, we want to keep the show not 3 hours. So that's why we don't play the full version. We want to keep the show moving. But we have listened to the whole song. So just saying, I just want to respond to some of the comments we've gotten lately. So I want to try to put this to rest.
So Chris has been extremely defensive of our YouTube channel over the last couple of weeks. And very, due to many triggered people who are leaving the most obnoxious comments ever. They could not stand how I critique metal. They can't stand how I critique Beyonce. Ooh. They can't stand how I critique Madonna. Yikes. Like, they are going so strong. If you want some fun entertainment, go look at our YouTube comments and see how much people hate this girl.
It's kind of true.
Well, the Madonna one, the reaction video we did, it was, listen, I want to clear up a few things. I wanted to let the 65-year-olds who cannot spend money on modifications know that that is not a realistic expectation for how you will age.
Oh, I see.
And the amount of comments, people coming at me saying, you're body shaming, you're this. I'm actually doing the opposite.
Right.
Doing the opposite.
That's right, Dave. If you can't take the critique, stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah, they just think I'm this ditzy airhead.
That girl. Let me tell you something about that girl.
That girl.
So listen, we got a guest here today. I want to make sure we give Benny a little bit of the spotlight for a minute before we go into it. Because we're going to be talking about one of your band's songs today. Because why not? You have to. You got to do it. So this is your second time coming on the show doing our ska punk episode, which we're super pumped about. So I'm so glad you're here. So Benny, since the last time you were on the show, why don't you give everybody a little bit about what's been going on with your band, who's the band, and, you know, just give us some info about it.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you for giving me the spotlight here. So my name is Benny Kapal, and I am in a ska punk band called The Boy Detective. We talked last time. Our band just got signed by Punkerton Records out of Columbus.
Congrats on that. Like, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think last time we talked, we only had Band from the Bathtub up. Now we have Art Theft out. Came out January 1st. It's actually been doing wonderful in the ska punk circuit. We are very humbled and honored. There are 7 of us, because of course we're a ska band, so it's basically a bus to do anything. I have wonderful 3 horns. I have 2 saxophones, an alto, and a baritone. I have a trombone, guitar, bass, drums, and me. So there's 7 of us, and they're all wonderful ska peeps. They're wonderful. They're absolutely. And I got to be honest, Chris, and I'm sure you know this being in music, the ska community is absolutely phenomenal.
It is.
They are very accepting, and they're very like promoting.
Yeah.
Preferably to, I'm not talking out my punk kids, because I grew up and I was in punk bands all my life, but
yeah.
Our community has been just incredible. So everybody who's ska out there or ska punk adjacent, like, you guys are wonderful. Thank you for supporting the Boy Detective. Oh, and you guys were talking about Beyonce. Destiny's Child, there was a song called Jumpin' Jumpin' that we covered too, that you can listen to on all streaming platforms. But yeah, it's the Boy Detective. So check it out.
You guys definitely got to check it out for sure. And we're going to be talking about one of Boy Detective songs today. So super pumped about that, because I really like the song. So spoiler alert, I like the song.
Yeah, so it's not going to be one for Chris.
Yeah, not going to be a one for me.
It's gonna
Amanda, we don't know yet. There it is.
One and a half record.
All right. So, hey, so let's kick this off. Let's start the show. Let's start talking about some music here. So who are we starting with first? We got 6 songs to go through, 2 each. Who's going first?
I vote that we digest and dissect The Secret Life and Tragic Death of Richard T. Owl by the Boy Detective.
Yeah, baby.
Good way to kick off the show. So, all right. So, Betty, tell us a little bit about this song, since we've got the actual songwriter here.
Okay. So I'm going to be completely honest. This song has a big, deeper meaning that I don't know is, it might be not PG enough for the show. The actual title is an inside story. I'll put it this way. I'll release the secret story to you guys for your Patreon listeners if they want to know about the actual secret Richard T. Owl. But I will talk about the song. The song was written lyrically by my guitarist, Nick Good. So I can't take the thing for that. But I have a good way of presenting it. But basically, this song, literally, is he wanted to write a song about how he used to tell his girlfriend, now his wife, how to get to his house.
Right.
So literally the whole song is directions on how to get to his house. And that literally
is not true.
I love that.
And then if you really listen to it, all he's doing is waiting for her to get there. That's literally the whole song. But we are thefted. I'm sure you've picked out Chris and Amanda, the couple of the Art Thefts thing. But basically, for all you listeners who listen to Art Theft has, I think, like 48 nods to bands that we grew up and loved. Mm-hmm. So if you find a couple, send it our way. Nick Good actually has a document that has all 48 nods.
Wow.
But this song has a obvious nod to a song in our interlude. But yes, it's literally directions on how to get to his house.
Awesome. That is awesome. That's hilarious. I would have never guessed the directions part.
Nope.
Although, nope.
How helpful.
Well, it's cute, and it's romantic. Funny because our band is predicated off like just being completely open and like being true to ourselves and being dads and being silly and thinking we have dad jokes and thinking we're sexy even though we're over our 30s and into our 40s now, and it's just, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It's okay, man. Growing old is all right.
So here's directions to our guitarist's old house.
All right, so let's check this out. So The Secret Life and Tragic Death of Richard T. Owl from Boy Detective. Let's listen to a bit of this.
But Ron sings. Oh,
stack into his own music. Yeah, it's nah, I dig this, man. This is great. I really like this song.
The literal sign. I thought it was like metaphorical, like there'll be a sign, like, you know what I mean? Like literally, it's literally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the, well, isn't that the best part of lyric writing, is to make it so right. You don't actually know, but it's that simple. It's literally yeah. Directions to his old.
I love that. Well, what's up with this album cover, by the way?
Okay, so this is actually, there's art theft to this too.
Yeah.
So this is a very famous painting.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this was Nick Good's idea. This
right.
is a very famous painting that was stolen during the World War II.
Mm.
Okay.
So many.
And the problem was, this was never found after.
Oh, wow.
So the original idea was, of course, we don't have a lot of money at the time. So feel free to send the board detective a nice check. Was you would open it and inside would be one of our fridges with this actually like the actual canvas right. around it, like we stole it. We've had it all these years, the boy detective. This
guy. Right, the boy detective. You guys we have found it because you guys are detectives.
100%. I mean, well, and so art theft, right? So it's the idea yeah. that this is like the most famous piece that's been stolen all these years.
Yeah.
So that's like that's it. Where it is. It's yet again, it's another nod to that we stole a lot of. Because honestly, any band now, any musician now has stolen something, right? We're just blunt about it.
Right.
Like, absolutely. Like, these are the bands we love. This is the bands you love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's honestly why people really like the album, too, is just like they're not hiding it. They're
yeah.
just, they're blatantly telling you that. But yeah, and we talk about directions to houses. So
yeah. So listen, man, I really like the song a lot. I mean, I think that to me, and I'll just give you my first impression of it. Like after I heard it a bunch of times, I was like, man, this is like super like Less Than Jake, like definitely style, which I love because I love Less Than Jake. I mean, who doesn't? So, I really dig the song. I like what you guys do with it. I like the chorus is great too. Good chorus. It's fun. I like it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. No, I mean it's really good song. Well, I've been listening to the whole record anyway, so I'm not gonna, you know. But I've been digging it,
Chris. The reason I picked this song is it's the most ska adjacent song because the rest of them are very much into more of the punk ethos or hardcore.
Yeah, they're a little bit more on that, lean into that side of things. But I think that this one's really really cool. It's a great this would be like the lead single, the music video. I can see that being the music
ooh,
video.
Ooh. Can Chris and I be in the music video?
Sure. Sure. Okay. Well, you could literally just walk out your door and probably be in a video.
Now that yeah. you're signed and you're like
there is talk of doing music yeah. video, so it is coming.
Oh, Ian saying great track, Benny. 4 records from me.
Yeah, baby.
Look at that. Ian giving you 4 records there, Benny.
5 is the best. 4 out of 5, I'll take it.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
5 is
the
like
the eternity
yeah.
playlist.
5 is like Beyonce.
No.
No.
No. No.
Not according to Amanda.
No. And I say, I appreciate her empire she grew, and they're like, she's running business. Like, I can't say that.
5 would be only for William Joel or Sir Elton John.
Right, Sir Elton John. So yeah, I mean, I would say I think my rating on this, I would go a little bit higher than just a 4. I think I would give it as like a nice 4.2. I'm going to use the Amanda's word. I'm nestling in at a 4.2. I think it's really good, dude. Well
like
done.
A 4 and a 7 inch? Like a
yeah.
4 and then a 7 inch?
Yep. Exactly.
Our band was just having arguments about should we do a 7 inch or should we not do a 7 inch.
Well, you got I'm a huge 7 inch fan, so
me too, but we got some youngins in our band who don't understand like I remember
that's
like,
all you put out.
Misfits Bullet.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh my god. My heart."
7 inches is all you put out because it was the old thing that any yep. band could actually afford to put out back then because it was so yeah. cheap to put out a record.
So many splits too that were so wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh god, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amanda, you know that time when you used to go to punk shows and like buy records?
And you just have a friend burn you like weird and you're like, I don't even know what these bands are, but they're wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
I lost a sister at a concert once and he didn't care.
At a Skid Row show. Skid Row and Pantera, by the way.
Ooh, baby.
It's their first concert too. I'm like, well, welcome to concerts.
I'll find her at the end.
She'll land somewhere.
I cared. I just, you know.
I care, but didn't.
But, you know, Pantera was on.
All right. Where do I land this? Benny, I really like this. Yeah. I like this song.
Yeah.
I give it a 4.5.
Do you give it more knowing that it's just directions?
So I want to be very clear. My rating was going to be 4. And when you said it was about directions and I re-listened to it about it and I was like, wow, it really is directions. Mm-hmm. I love it because
it's great.
We want it. We've talked about like, if only we could write a song. We never once thought, well, if we just do direction, it could be a hit.
Could be a hit.
That's the beauty of songwriting, though. You can literally write about anything. And I think people overthink it all the time. They really do.
Clearly. No, I agree with that.
Clearly. So 4.5, Benny. I really like it.
All right, Benny, look at you. You're in a 4 stratosphere.
I take
all
it.
All 4s.
I take it.
All 4s.
I think the bass, really, our bassist did a wonderful job of really making the song something special, too. He really took a lot of time on it. And I, for all you bassists out there who are listening to this, we see you. Okay? Us lead singers, we see you.
We see you. The backbone of the band.
Wait, do I scale this too?
You can scale this.
You can scale. I mean, you can scale your own song if you'd like.
I give this a 5 out of 5. I mean, yeah, heavenly. Yes.
It's a song you. So you...
I'm going to be honest. The vocals, really.
I got to really say that vocalist.
No, I got to give my band 5 out of 5. They're absolutely wonderful people. And honestly, just like everybody else, right? We realize too, there's memories attached to these songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I said, Patreon, I will tell Amanda the secret to Richard T. Owl. And it is an ongoing inside joke with the band. So.
All right.
I'm excited. I am so nosy.
You're not going to be excited when you find out.
But that's okay. I at least need the closure of knowing.
Okay.
She needs like, that. See, you brought it up and now she needs to know.
I need the closure.
She needs that closure.
You'll find out.
Yes, like
whether you like it or not.
There's nothing Amanda can't stand as having that immediate closure.
I need immediate closure.
Yeah. Ian's saying you now have the problem because a true punk band does not care for being popular.
That's right. I actually don't. I should have said I'd give myself a 0.
Right. That's a true punk.
Like Mike just said it the other day that like, I don't care if we suck live or we're good live. So
it's like no effects.
No effects rules.
Yeah. All right. So let's keep the show moving. This is great, though. I'm glad we got to start the show off with Boy Detective. So super pumped about that. So, all right, who's going next? We do one of yours, Amanda's? Amanda?
Sure. Let's do Tears of a Clown.
All right. Let's do Tears of a Clown by the Beat. That girl going with some two-tone, Amanda. Very impressive.
I want to see something. Benny texted me yesterday. He's like, it's so funny. Chris and I are going with.
We're going with Newtown.
Yeah, we're going like Newtown, like, second, you know,
basically. Yeah. And it's just funny.
I will talk about what that means tomorrow because I don't know.
Well, I think we talked about this last time we were on the show. And there's basically like ska is separated into like, because it's just generations, right? So it starts with the original, which is Jamaican ska. That's the OG. And then from there, once things got kind of going in England, like England really discovered like ska and reggae. Then that's where two-tone era starts. And that's where, like, the band that we're about to talk about, the Beat, or as they're known in here in America, the English Beat. And then even, I think, in Australia, they're known as the British Beat. Ian, can you confirm? And so, but they're part of the two-tone era. And then from there, then you get into, like, third generation, which is the stuff from, like, the 90s and that. And now you're into, like, this next gen. New jet
is what Time Records just came out with this idea,
right? Band. And you've got and the bands coming out today are definitely combining from a lot of the, which is cool, and I like it. And I actually have two of my bands are considered new gen stuff. So I'm really excited that you picked this though, because this is like, see, this is where Amanda, like, I love the Amanda. If there's one thing that I've been able to accomplish in this show, which I've accomplished a lot being on the show, is the fact that I've gotten Amanda into ska.
Very much.
And that she like loves listening to ska. And like, I actually saw Mephiscopheles 2 weeks ago when I was sending her videos of it. So she could check it. By the way, it's the first time I'd ever saw them live and they tore it up. They were fantastic, phenomenal.
Just TBD, we are playing with the Mephiscopheles coming
they're
up.
In fantastic.
June.
Yeah, they're great.
Wait, June or May?
Here, like local?
Yeah, not here. Crispy Fest, I think it's called.
Okay,
it's up in Saginaw or something.
Oh,
okay. So New York?
No,
is that Michigan. New York? Oh, okay, Michigan.
Northern Michigan.
The Mitt.
The Mitt. The Mitt, as they say.
To about here.
The Mitt.
Yeah, they were great though, Mephiscopheles. So, but that's the thing is like, so I love that Amanda's now into ska. And we've made her a ska fan. We've turned her.
She's gonna start wearing the black and white checkers, and then she'll start coming as it'll be the rude girl instead of the girl.
That's right, the rude girl. See, so it makes sense though that like she gravitates a lot to two tone ska stuff, considering she's like an '80s kid.
Yeah,
you know, and that's definitely like that late '70s, early '80s is like the perfect pocket for all that two tone stuff. So I see why Amanda's. Really
I'm surprised
drawn to that.
It wasn't Two Step Beyond. Like that's where I thought Amanda was going to really get into it.
Like
but maybe
madness,
it's a little too radical for her.
Yeah, I don't know. Amanda's palette has definitely expanded. As like we're talking about you, as if you're not in the room. By the way,
we just push her out.
So you know Amanda, that girl Amanda.
No, I agree with you, Chris. I find that Amanda is very traditionally based. So
yes.
If it's going to be ska, it's going to have some sort of traditional feel to it.
Which I'm really happy for. So
I'm glad that we got it incorporated because two-tone deserves to be mentioned. So.
So now let's have Amanda talk about her song. Now that we've talked about Amanda her song for her.
Well, I told Chris before we even went live ago, I don't really have a whole lot of notes because I really feel like you and Benny are going to be the show this time. And it's true because I think I like the music. It just feels good when I'm listening to it. But I don't really know a whole lot about that lane at all where you guys are like, oh, this band, this wave, this and that. I'm like, I'll just exit right or left, whatever.
We're just band nerds.
Well,
that's what we do. This is what we do. We have nothing better to do.
Yeah, I got nothing else better to do besides talk about music and Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah, baby.
So actually, did you guys ever listen to Mini Pops? I can't believe I said that.
Mini Pops, the things that you put in the little cute little thing?
No, Mini Pops. Ooh, it was what? A band.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the mini clips.
It's like
or
a
whatever.
Kids band. Chris, can you Google on your
side? I'm looking for Pops. Right now.
We are the Mini Pops. Woo! Is that a song?
Oh my God, I think this is it.
We are the Mini Pops. Ooh, we are the
Canada's
Mini
number one band.
Is fine with me.
And so they sang a version of this song. And so when I heard this version, I was like, ooh, this is great. Like it brought me back to the 80s, but obviously not this.
They sang this song, The Tears of a Clown? Mm-hmm. Did they really? The Mini Pop? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's online that you can find it, but I had
so you remember hearing this song, yes. Not knowing that it was original.
Yeah.
There you go. You were in the ska all these years ago. Didn't even know.
Well, they didn't sing it.
It's going to be a lot of upbeats when you hear this song.
Yeah, they sing it a kid's version of. I don't even know how I got that cassette.
Wait, they did a kid's version without upbeats? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know how to explain what's in my head still.
Did you find it?
I think so. I think this might be it. Amanda, you may have to confirm because I don't know
if I even had.
Oh, here we go.
Is this it?
I never saw what they look like. I only
says Mini Pops.
No, I feel like it's Mini Pops.
I need these girls to spin back up to me. Oh, look at that. I'm going to take this idea and just make this our movie video.
Is this
look good as a car?
Is this?
It's probably different as an adult, but listen. I wore this cassette.
Anyway, this is amazing.
That is really... I'm going to have to look more and we'll dive more into that. But
right.
when I heard this version, I was like, okay, this is a good place to Nestle in. The Tears of a Clown, and fit it in and tie it in to our
Scott. Did your childhood come back?
It did. Oh. It always comes back. I have really good memories of my childhood.
So I've got,
as Benny or as Ian says, Amanda's childhood was very troubled, wasn't it? Literally at the same time, I had a good childhood.
So here's a version of Tears of the Clown by the Beat from Top of the Pops, 1979. I love watching this, by the way. I've watched this actually a bunch of times. This is a really good performance of the song. And I just want to say, too, real quick before we start, I love their arrangement of this. I think it's very clever. I think it's super clever. Like, I like how they really arranged this song and, like, really made it, like, their own. So let's listen to a bit of the Beat, Tears from a Clown, live from Top of the Pops.
70, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles had Tears of a Clown at number one. There's a new version out, which is heading in that direction.
Skinny Tide.
My great new girl.
So mods.
Someone's
going to
pause. Well, this is just not a good album. What would you do? I don't know. That would be very relevant now.
Such a great look.
It's a wonderful
look. Like, it's such a natural feel for them. The mini thing?
The mini thing.
Maybe the mini thing when I slap around.
The walking bass line.
Yeah, that's the one thing we do need to definitely talk about. A bass guitar really does. Not bad. More than anything else. No offense to the horns. Horns do a wonderful job, but if you don't have a good bassist, you're going to really know it real quick.
Yeah. I mean, this is just great, man. I mean, this look is awesome. This is why I like the two-tone, because here's the thing, and Betty, I'm going to see if you agree with me or not. So I think the two-tone look a lot of these guys did back then was great. It was classy. It was cool. Like, you know, obviously it's the 70s, so it's that mod look. It's very parodied now, but like, this is still, to me, holds up. Like, look how cool these guys look.
Yeah.
And then I feel like at some point, especially in third generation ska, that then it got like corny. Like,
okay. Like,
I think people took this, the look of the, you know, the suit and all that, and they got super corny with it. That is my impression. Like, not that ska is corny, but I feel like a lot of the images then that some of the bands in that third generation did, like, took it a little too far and, like, made it corny. And I feel like that's where ska sometimes gets that, like, now reputation of kind of being, like, you know, corny. I disagree. I don't think ska is corny at all, but I think that's where the image comes from, that, like, corniness.
It's tricky because there were some bands that were doing it right, like the Boston's were doing it from the beginning.
They nailed it.
So, but I understand what you were saying. And I think it was a way, kind of like the Ramones, like, I think it was a way for bands to be unified, but also be easily identified by the crowd that is listening to them.
Yeah.
But I also think what happened was, you're absolutely right. Well, a lot of the music changed too. Let's be honest. The lyrics changed completely from the two-tone to that third wave.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. It's tricky. It's really, really, really tricky with the suits and stuff, because it's like, it is really cool, but also I wear a suit 90% of my life, so right. I don't really want to wear a suit. I agree with you. They had a classier look in the 70s and 80s. The 90s really did change things.
Yeah, Ian's confirming they were the British Beat in Australia. I love that. That's like the Beat in England, but like here in the States, they were always called the English Beat. And then, and then I did some reading. I was in Australia, they were called the British Beat.
Wow, man, you got three band names for one.
I know. Dave Manley, 12 years after Smokey Robinson, original.
which was a great version.
And we've talked about that version on the show. So if you actually go past into prior episodes, you will see. Just search Smokey Robinson in the Song Swap Showdown canon. Dave saying my go-to ska bands are Madness and Fishbone. Not bad to go to those bands. They are great. Both bands great. All right. So where am I rating this version? Of course, Smokey Robinson version is S tier. This is a pre version. I love that song. I think it's great. Nothing's more catchier than it reminds me of my childhood growing up, because it used to be on all the time on a WNBC in a New York market. WNBC. I really like this version of the song. I think it's cool. And this, I've heard this before, but it's been a while since I'd heard this version of the song. And I didn't see the Top of the Pops performance, which I feel like even makes it even better. So I'm going to give this a 4.5 on the record rating scale. I really dig this version. I was super vibing out to it. So I like it. I hadn't heard it in a while, and I was glad I heard it again. So it's very good. That's my rating on this. But Benny, what do you think?
Benny, what's
so I'm gonna give it solid. I'm gonna give it a solid record and a 7-inch. I'll go with a 4.25. Two-tone rules. So that's all I got.
Two-tone definitely rules.
Thank you.
Now we have to quiz Amanda real quick. So Amanda, what are the different generations of ska?
Well, there's old, kind of old, sort of old, and then babies.
We're correct.
We're the little infants with our diapers.
That's right.
Baby ska.
You're right, Amanda.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Here comes the trolls for that one.
I don't even try.
There are some ska fans that might be a little offended.
Ska fans, Led Zeppelin fans,
but also ska Zeppelin fans are very empathetic, so they're like, okay, we'll let this one
slow. She's a baby. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. What does she know? What does she even know?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Dave, Betty bringing fractions into the conversation.
I know. I'm
mathematical with me, baby.
I'm getting a little like overwhelmed over here with the numbers.
I know. Amanda just got really nervous.
The face of when you said like the extra digit, I was like, oh God.
Four to the floor. Four to the floor.
For our show. I do math. Wait,
we're
not supposed
to do we're terrible at math. We're not good math people at all.
Now I gotta figure out. Oh no.
Just an AP. Well, AP.
It's okay. You're going to be the winner of the show regardless.
Yeah, just because you're the guest.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
That's girl math mathin' right there.
Yeah, girl math mathin'.
All right, so I take those. Thank you for those ratings. So, Chris, your first song to us was
Catbite. Call Your Bluff.
This song rules so much.
This song really does rule. And this band is great. Here's the thing too. They've been in my area a bunch of times, and I've missed them every time. And I'm like, oh, I gotta see them live, because they are just a fun, energetic band, and I love what they're doing. I love, you know, they're definitely the new gen of ska, I love what these guys are doing, and I just think they're great. I really do. And this song is really catchy. Really catchy.
Do I remember the date of like 2020 on this one? Is that how like recent this is?
Yeah, it's 2020.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to do the new tone one, or are you doing the original?
I'm doing the one. I have the music video version.
I'm going to call a y'all bluff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who her needs voice the video?
Is incredible.
Yeah, Brittany Luna is great. She's got a great voice.
Get her to do a song with the Boy Detective. That's
oh, there you go. Yeah, and this band's definitely lighting it up too.
You got to get more ska influence first.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
You got to get out of the two tone. Come in the new tone a little bit.
Oh, that's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta up it a little. All right.
Chris is already doing half the next album. So
I am.
We're supposed to say it.
He said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah. All right. So you want to hear some of this, or actually watch it, since we've got the actual music video.
You probably
call my bluff. Yeah. Call my bluff, Chris.
This is one of Amanda will love this video.
You kidding me? He's got very traditional.
I like the video.
Super danceable too. Mind you, I want my $2.
Yeah. I don't care, and I swear I'm gonna make it, gonna call your bluff. Oh, I don't care, and I swear ain't gonna make it, and you're not so tough. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. I love this kid, terrorizing. The mullet's great. I love this kid just like extorting people.
Oh my gosh, he just flipped off the phone. Look at this, like, yeah,
it's great.
10-year-old
just totally extorting the town.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, does he steal from her though, because she's a lady?
He's like, what's up?
Well, he didn't steal from
her. He's in a record store.
This kid,
I think that wasn't it the lead singer from Might Be Bambi?
Oh, might be.
I think it is.
Ooh, stole the money. You know what I like?
I've got Pokemon card. 3-card Monty with Pope.
Ah.
Yeah. No, this is great.
It's wonderful.
It is great. Great, great, great song, great music video.
I wonder if that was someone's kid within the band.
Chris, I'm going to go with a solid 4.75.
Oh,
I love Cat Bite.
Going right in. No, it's a great tune, man. It's a really fun song. I like it a lot. 4.75.
I love that song. I love that. There's another one I can't remember. And I love how she goes out with the Omnigon guy from...
Are you giving extra points?
Yeah, so I'm giving some extra stuff.
Because of her.
She goes out with Omnigon. They join a fun band called Cat Fight.
Where they do
more aggressive songs. Really kind of, it's cool and clever that they do it that way. Plus, okay. I love Link 80, so it goes back to like anything to do with Link. So anyways,
4.75.
Her vocals. She has that old school approach with the new tone, which I love. I love how she keeps it real.
Yeah. I like it a lot. It reminds me of like early Dancehall Crasher stuff and like Agent 99. Like, I love all that stuff. So.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my head like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth, Chris. so I really like this one. I'm not going to go 4.75, but I'm going to give this a 4.2. I really like this one.
It's respectable.
And you know, I was coming in at a 4, but that video.
Made it at the point.
It gave me the extra point too.
Extra point there.
But not enough for a 0.25.
No.
Not a quarter yet.
No.
Not 4.25.
Not 4.25.
4 and 2 dimes, baby.
four and 2 dimes.
All right. Very good. I accept your ratings. I'm glad you enjoyed Cat Bite, Amanda.
When you put this song on the list, did you think Amanda will like this one favorably?
Yes.
You stacked it a little. I did.
He did, because he picked the next one as more at my scale.
Yeah.
There's another art theft we got to talk about.
Right. Oh, yes.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I'll tell you, we have like a fun battle with them.
Oh, nice. Really?
Well,
that's cool. Yeah. No, these guys are great. And they're actually on tour together, too.
We can't yet. We're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet. We're not there because we got to get to Amanda's next song. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's right. Benny's next song. I'm sorry, because Benny went first. So Amanda, Benny, your next song.
So my next song is Holes by Jane Avara and the Traitors. So I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Part of this is because they have been one of the lead supporters of us. I don't think we would be on the label or be doing what we're doing if they didn't kind of take us under their wing for a couple shows.
Right.
I'm going to be completely honest. Jay Navarro and all of the Traitors specifically have been extremely supportive. Eric and Jay have really kind of taken a little bit of us under their wing without doing it purposely. And just they have been extremely supportive. And there might be some really cool things with Jay Navarro and the Trader and the Boy Detective. So
that would be awesome.
Is the ska world just much smaller and tighter where you know so many people and like
Michigan is very small. Let's put it this way. There's not that many ska bands really in Michigan
now. So you've become like bands. A tight knit.
Yeah. So you have Mustard Plug, you have Suicide Machines or anything Jay Navarro really at that point. And then you have Texas Pete, which is a local one. And I think, the Write-Ups and Gray Matter. Those are like the big ska bands from around here, but there's not that many from Michigan. So that's we kind of so do kind of.
Chris knows well, so much about it, though, too. Like, it knows who you're talking about. It just.
Well, he knows the Suicide Machine. He knows the Suicide. I mean, the Suicide Machine.
Mustard Plug, too.
Ever. And to be honest, Tony Hawk Pro Skater really brought, for a lot of people, New Girl into their life.
Yeah, New Girl's a great song, but I was listening to, so I remember finding Suicide Machines back when I used to read, you know, when it was around Maximum Rock and Roll. And at that time, they were Jack Kevorkian in the Suicide Machines. But they had to drop the Jack Kevorkian part and just become the Suicide Machines. And, but yeah, that's how I discovered them. And I got their, I think it was their little split, CD EP and Skank for Brain. And they were on a Skank for Brains comp and all that. So yeah, Jack Kevorkian, that was when I first read about him in Maximum Rock and Roll. And I said, these guys sound awesome. And then I went and found them back in the day when you like went and found bands MySpace page, or, you know, you just had to go get it from like a show, like, oh, maybe that record will be at the show. Or I had to send in $3 to like order it from their like mailing list or something.
Part of my, other than the Misfits and the Ramones, part of my whole punking background was Definition by Destruction and Battle Hymns. Like those two albums were just incredible. And then my thought was, oh, you can do ska without horns. Like, and you can add punk and just really just thrive, you know, just really. But anyways, so Jay Navarro has a special place in my heart to begin with, but I really like this song when they play it.
Yeah, I like this song too. I hadn't heard this song before, so this was good. I actually wasn't keeping up with Jay Navarro on like what he was doing post Suicide Machine stuff. That I knew that he had something that he was doing, but I hadn't really listened to it yet. So this was cool that you sent this to me.
For you, Chris, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but for you, he does Hellmouth, which is like his metal adjacent, and then he does Break Anchor, which is his pop punk adjacent. And then so that's the problem with Jay Navarro. He's like in 36 other things.
He's got a lot of projects
that he's doing, and the sad part is he can't fail. Like anything he does is just incredible. So, but anyways, this song was my pick because we've had the opportunity now to play with them 4 or 5 times. They actually played our release show, and they were like, "Hey, you guys need to be the headliners for this." So,
all right, cool.
And the guitarist is basically the in charge of Reverend Guitars too.
Oh wow, that's nice. So, that's really cool. All right, so let's listen to a little bit of Jay Navarro and the Traitors' Holes here. Okay.
You go, I got holes in my teeth, but it doesn't bother me. Hole in my head. Hole in my head. Whoa, 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 yeah.
So what I really like about this song, As I slowly fade out,
really
as I slowly fade, so I can do some fades here. You know what? What I really dig about this song, though, is that you know, obviously Jay Navarro is a really great musician, and what particularly about this song, and I'm wondering if the rest of the stuff sounds like this, because now I'm like, I want to go and listen to all the Traitor stuff, is that this has got a combination of like a lot of like two-tone stuff mixed in. So, but you hear like things like The Clash to me. I hear a little bit of Madness. And I also hear some Op Ivy in here too.
Yep.
Not that Op Ivy, but like Op Ivy to me was the first real, like to me, the first like ska punk, the first band to do that with no horns and all that. And like bring in a lot of those themes and like just that looseness of playing and all that, but still be so good. Like that's what this kind of sounds like to me. And I dig that. I love like a lot of the looser, like more punkier stuff like this. And so this speaks to me. This speaks to me. No, but I really dig this. I think it's a great song. It's fun to listen to, and it's really catchy. And that the horn, like it's got some good hooks in it. And it's just got that total like nice like late 70s, like early 80s kind of vibe to it as well. So it definitely incorporates a lot of two-tone style as well. I dig it.
So where's your rating? Did you say your rating?
I did not say my rating yet. Where do I rate this song? So I'm going to give Jay Navarro and the Traitors, I'm going to give this a 4.3.
Oh. Okay.
I like it. I like it a lot. I would choose to put this on.
Yeah. Ooh.
There we go.
I would choose. So far, all the songs I would choose to put on. But because this playlist that we all developed here is really awesome. But
it's really good. If you go to the Chris and Amanda Song Stop Showdown on Spotify playlist for 2024, these six songs, going into our dance songs, it's always an eclectic Spotify list, and I go listen.
Yeah, it's a nice little run.
So this one, like, I think 4 is like very good, like 5 is excellent, right? So this one, maybe my least favorite of the six.
I figured this is where.
No offense, it goes into more of a like a metaler sound, like metally sound as the song goes on. So like, it's kind of like it pulls it out of the ska area a little bit from my comfort zone of ska, you know, because I'm that old person.
You don't. It's OK. You can tell us here. They probably would like they'd probably be humbled if you said 1.
Oh, I don't. Never a 1. No. Like I'm going to give it 5.8.
They are punk.
Very good.
Yeah, they are. They are punk. No, you know, a 3.5, there's nothing to complain about.
It's still very good. So a 3.5, I think it's just, I really like this lane of music. So I feel like you can't really go wrong, but it's of the list, it's my least favorite of the six.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, you nailed it. The Traitors have really gone out of their way to be more traditionally styled, especially with the keys, and you have a lot of that trombone player is just incredible too. You don't even need other brass because he's just killing it with everything he does.
Yeah, it really works really well. I mean,
he was the Scholars, if you remember
that. Okay. Yes.
Misfits of Ska and all that. Yep. In fact, it was funny because when we played our first show, we did one of our Art Theft was steal from that band. We have a song called Date Night. Just Me, Just You. And we didn't know he was in that band. He like comes to us after, and my guitarist was so afraid because he's like, Jay Navarro grew up with this band in Detroit. He's going to know the song.
He's going to know.
And the trombone player was like, we had to tell him, and he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I was in that band. And we're like, what? And he's like, yeah, I totally forgot. But yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
I was like, this is exactly, like, they're humbled by this, Nick.
Yeah.
He was so afraid they were going to be like, oh, dude, you're ruining our song. I'm like, no, they're going to be humbled by the spirit. But no, I think this was Jay and the gang's way of like getting more traditional. But this song specifically for me has more of a Suicide Machines feel to it. That's why I picked this one.
Yeah, it definitely feels more like the early Suicide Machine stuff, you know, like that, the Jack of Work unit.
I think they took the drum head and it's in the Punk Rock Museum now.
Oh, it is?
Jack of Work unit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did it have a picture of Jack of Work unit on it?
I think it did.
It might have.
I think
it did. No wonder they had to take it off. Like, take that part off. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, although if someone wants to do an Amanda Sharp band, I'm not going to.
And Amanda Sharp in the Sharps.
In the Bebops or something like that.
Amanda Sharp in the Bebops.
That girl.
And the Roller Skaters. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I won't be offended.
I mean, go ahead. I won't be offended. But don't take my name.
I mean.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Just give my TikTok.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, throw me a bone there. That's all I
Seriously, throw me a bone.
All right.
All right. So
second song. So my second song to you guys.
Yeah.
Is Brown Baby by, I don't, is it
Gramophone? The Gramophone All-Stars. Big band.
Riche?
Tanya Riche.
Yes, I see. I thought so. I thought it was Riche. Yeah.
I think it is, actually. I'm going with that, but or it's Richie. It's either Tanya Richie or Tanya Riche.
Really?
It is Richie.
Yeah. Richie or Riche? I don't know.
It's Ricky?
Yeah.
But even then, when they say it, we'll go, but how do you say that? How you're telling us to say it?
So this was an interesting pick.
It was. This was the probably the one that, yeah, surprised me.
How so?
Yeah. Just surprising.
It's just surprising. So it's an interesting song pick for you, because I feel like that this song, when I listen to it, is very like rock steady. It's like a rock steady, like reggae, big band. Not that it's not ska, but it's definitely leaning more towards, it's like a combo between like jazz and reggae and like rock steady stuff. It actually sounds like this would have fit in more with our Stax record show.
Well, and honestly, I kind of thought that, but this did. This
but I really like it. I hadn't heard these guys. I haven't heard the Gramophone All-Stars.
Yeah.
You are not wrong.
Yeah, there was, I'm newer to this song. Because I played.
Me too. I hadn't heard this song before.
And so I was looking, trying to find some different songs to do than the normal ones that maybe people had heard. Because I do really kind of lean towards this sound to your points. And I really like this one. I kept going back to this one as a favorite.
Yeah,
the lyrics. I like the vocals.
I would like to see these guys live. I could definitely see them being in like some like Vegas floor show, or just some
good luck. You know,
or just some like really like just awesome like dive bar, like yeah, speakeasy.
That's for you. That's yeah.
So yeah, they got a great look and great sound, and so they do.
Behind the door.
Yeah, exactly. Man the door. That's what's behind the door.
It's
What I was saying about this one too is that that this band, they seem to they have the band and then they always have like different guest vocalists and things like that. So almost kind of reminds me a little bit of that Scott Bradley jukebox, modern era jukebox kind of a thing. But I really dig this song. You want to hear it? You want to play it? We have a video too. We got a video.
Brown Baby.
Yeah. A Gramophone All-Stars Big Band featuring Tanya Richie or Riche. Big, yeah, Brown Baby. I mean, really, really funky soul. Super 70s. Concentrate into like. Yeah, this is good, man. I'm really digging this.
That's just talent.
Yeah, just super talent.
Talent.
Mm. Yeah, like, I really.
In this room with these people, like they're just.
I know. It's just, I mean, it really is like big band, traditional style stuff, but man, it just sounds so smooth, got so much vibe and attitude to it. It's like. What I like too is like, I think it's great that we just did like back to back where we did the Jay Navarro and the Traitor song. And then we did this, but what's good because you could see the different styles. Like one is just this very loose, fast, like punky more. And this is like taking it. And it's just much more like about musicianship vibe and still loads of, like both have attitude to them, but this has got that different attitude. And I love this. I think this is great. I mean, I'm definitely, I feel like this could have absolutely fit right in with our Stax Records episode that we did. But it's great too, because it starts off really soulful R&B and then goes right into like that, like, you know, like rock steady kind of sound, and just the big, big brass sound. Oh, it's great. And everything about this song is fantastic.
I do love the outfits.
Yeah. I mean, the outfits, it's just got such great vibe.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah. Let her stand out completely with like their,
yeah, they really let her, shine on this song.
Sure do. Sure do there, Chris.
Sure do.
Back to the show.
Don't you know?
So what are you guys' thoughts? What do you think, Benny?
I can't give it less than a 3.5 at this point. There's just so much. It's not 100% what I would, but it's comfortable. It's extremely comfortable for me. And it's an extremely talented. I can't give it less than that. That's what it is. Especially for the rocksteady, old school, fans.
Yeah.
This is absolutely what they need to hear.
So if this came on, you wouldn't skip it.
I would not skip it.
Oh, definitely not skippable.
I would try to figure out what they're doing, and that would drive me nuts.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually want to go in and dive into more of this, because I, like I said, I hadn't heard of the Gramophone All-Star Big Band until you sent this. So, and then doing a little bit of research, found out that they are the band, and they have different vocalists come in and sing the songs and all that. So I definitely want to explore the catalog more and see, like, do they sort of stay in the sound, or do they mix it up a little bit more? I know there's a lot of, I think everybody in the band, at least when I went on their website, I had to translate it, because it's all in I guess Spanish or something along those lines. So they're definitely probably mixing a lot of, like, I read something in there about they have like a lot of Latin influence, which a lot of that big band, the brass. Yeah, so I am actually very excited to dig more into their catalog. I really like the song a lot. I would absolutely choose to put this on. I like the vibe it brings, all that. And for all that being said, I am giving this a 4.0. Four records. Giving it four records.
Okay.
No, I love this. This is right up my alley.
Very good. I received that. Thank you.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
You are very, very
You're so welcome.
You are so welcome. What do you guys think? You let us know of the songs we played so far. Would love to hear from everybody. Drop it in the comments. Have you liked any of these songs? Did you like them more than what we liked them at? What would you have rated them at? Let us know below. And real quick, before we get to our final song, I do want to recognize Dave that put in some song picks for us, as he always does. So his picks for me this week are Chris Fishbone, Party at Ground Zero, which that comes up a lot. It is a great song. Party at Ground Zero is awesome. Goldfinger Rio, very good. And Madness Cardiac Arrest, very good. Great picks. And for Amanda, he's saying Rancid, Fall Back Down.
Yeah.
Oh, she would like, I think she would really like that. I don't think we've done that one on the show yet. Transplants, DJ. I feel like we may have done that one. I can't remember. I feel like I gave you a Transplant show at one point. And the W's, The Devil Is Bad.
The Devil Is Bad.
Yeah. So these are all songs that I should actually, this would be great Patreon content, Dave, as well. We'll plays for Amanda and put them in Patreon.
Well, Dave, feel free to send me 3-2, whatever you think. I know you don't know me that well, but I would be interested to see. Oh, and Dave, by the way, I'm playing with, we're opening for Angelo Moore here.
Nice.
In May, we're opening for Angelo Moore, who was the lead singer for Fishbone. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
We're the special guests. We've never been at WSG.
Oh, special guest.
It's a night.
Wow. With special guest, Boy Detective.
Maybe he'll start singing some songs with us. And maybe do some of his flips from when he was younger.
Yeah. You guys got shirts, by the way. You guys got merch. I have to go on and get some merch, man, because I gotta start sporting some stuff.
You gotta come to one of our shows, Chris. You gotta take
it. No, man. When are you coming to New Jersey, bro? Come on. We're like the Mecca of
Chicago.
He's all the way in Jersey.
How far are you from Chicago?
About 9 hours.
Oh, okay, so even worse. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Ian saying, I need Benny's opinion on the song I left at the top of the comments. Oh, sorry about that, Ian. I missed these.
Ooh.
Let me get back here.
Ian. I didn't catch it either.
Oh, here it is. I apologize, Ian. Here you go. I missed these. Okay, so here he goes. Ian's one song for me, Optimus's Ska Punk. Know Your Product by the Saints, released in that. Yes, I know the Saints, 1978. The band formed in 73 and arguably the world's finest and most influential punk band. Does Benny agree? with the Saints.
What say you, Benny?
I'm going to be honest with you. Words of influential. So for
Here, I'll bring it back up. There you go.
Yes, thank you. For its influential punk band. So for me, I'm going to be honest. I've always been a Ramones. I will always be Ramones. That's just who I am. I love the simplicity of them. I've read all their autobiographies and biographies. I just think they were incredible. Sex Pistols.
I like the Sex Pistols, but I say the Ramones are one of the greatest American rock bands of all time.
But if you're going to do the most ska punk, it's got to be Up Ivy.
Well, Up Ivy. Yep. Agreed. Sorry. But I do like the Saints, but I will say that.
Please don't take this the wrong way, but the Ramones for me.
But I mean, Ramones and Up Ivy are S tier.
And Misfits, you forgot that.
Oh, and the Misfits.
Misfit fan.
Ooh. What'd you say?
I said I'm not a huge Misfit
fan. No, I know. I always continually play Misfit songs for Amanda on purpose because I just love her reaction to them.
To trigger me with those.
I trigger Amanda with Misfit songs. It's fantastic.
You know, man, have you heard the the one where they do all the covers with
the Project 1950.
Yeah, have you heard that?
I think you might have sent
some. Okay, because that would be probably the only way that would get.
Yeah, but it's not great.
It's such a classic Elvis voice. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I know, but that's not Glenn singing that stuff. That's Jerry Only
No, I understand, Grace. But
So I said he's evil Elvis. Glenn Danzig is evil Elvis.
You're probably not into that horror type.
Well, so horror then, punk. Baby skulls on poles and stuff.
Yeah, she's not into the horror. She likes horror movies, but for some reason she's not into the horror lyrics. But then again, she likes Ice Nine Kills.
I do. And you know what? Spotify randomly played something and I was like, I know them.
Yeah. But yet I've made her an Ice Nine Kills fan.
But mostly because
we used to be a ska band.
The videos that go along with those songs are so great.
They are great.
You know, that's the sad part, Chris. You mentioned that. How many bands started out as a ska band and then they could have been the most amazing ska band.
Maybe.
But that whole end of 90s, they had a lot of the bands thought they had to change. So
Yeah. And so I think it just kind of wore out on some people, you know.
Whatever.
So, all right. So let's get to the last song.
Ska Forever.
Okay.
Ska
so Forever. Before we get started, Chris, do you know the art theft to this? You know where they took this intro?
This intro?
Yes.
I do not. So you're going to have to
go on the rabbit hole a little bit.
All right.
So there's a band called The Impossibles.
Oh, I know The Impossibles.
They literally started their album with, "Hi, we're The Impossibles from Austin, Texas." And they literally took that same clip and added their name into it. What's funny about this
wow.
came out in 2020.
Yeah.
2020, if I'm not mistaken.
I discovered these guys during lockdown. They were the one new record I bought and everything was locked down. I was like, these guys are perfect, punk and ska, and I love their mentality. I'm buying this record.
We were recording our album at the time, Band from the Bathtub, and we did the same intro idea. We stole that from The Impossibles because we loved it so much. So now there's two stolen from The Impossibles, but basically they took that same, if you listen to the intro to Impossibles, and they're exactly the same.
That's pretty good.
Changed their name from, but they're from New Orleans, if I'm not.
Yeah, sure. They're from New Orleans. So yeah, this is Bad Operation we're talking about. The band's called Bad Operation. The song's called Perilous, and they are on tour with Catbite. So that was another.
Yeah, bad time records. I would like to give a nod to The Impossibles and their new band, The Stereo, because it rules so much. Thank you.
There you go. The public service announcement. You're welcome. You were supposed to give him the mic, Amanda.
He came at me too
fast.
He lowered to it.
I went to it.
I love it. All right, so let's. You want to hear this real quick?
Yes. Listen to it.
Because I want to hear Amanda's.
He's gonna do some more skanking.
I can't wait to hear Amanda's reaction to this.
That's a bad operation from New Orleans.
Taking tippy toes, feeling paralyzed. Shoes, cause I'm powerless. Never ever knew I could come to this. I'm at the end of my wits, so now I'm gonna grab. When there's nowhere safe to go, when there's nowhere else to be, I can crawl inside my home.
bass line in this song is so good. No, this is great. I think this song is just so catchy, and I love that, at least when this came out too, when these guys dropped this, it's like, they're all like really young, and at this point, they're some of the, like the one guy, like the singer is like a kid basically, and I love that they, like you see the green screen behind them, like they shot these videos on their own. This was all done during like, you know, lockdown and everything, so they just literally were like, well, we put this record out, we're going to shoot all our own stuff. This, everything about this is punk rock to me. I love it. I love the mentality, the DIY work ethic. Love it. So I really like this band. And they're a great example to me of like the new generation of ska out there now, and combining a lot of like the different elements from the different eras and like make it their own and just be their own thing. And, you know, and there aren't a lot of like New Orleans, like ska bands, you know, like you get a lot of the horn stuff, Zydeco, all that, like that whole Creole and all, but like, this, you know, I just love this. I love everything these guys are doing. So that's me. What do you guys think?
So listen. This is
uh-oh.
No, this is my fifth. So this is like Benny's was my sixth. This is the fifth above that. Jeez. So this is like a 3.6 to me.
Hmm.
Ooh.
So still good. Hmm. It's still good.
Disappointing, as actually.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Me too. I thought you would really like the fun of the piano playing. You know, like the it's not Farfisa, but it's got the Hammond kind of sound to it.
Right, 3.6 is good.
I was gonna say, Chris, what I really like about Bad Operation is that they bring the culture of New Orleans into their songs,
yep.
Which I thought was very clever.
100%.
And I think that's something different than a lot of bands don't do. They don't bring their actual home.
Yeah, their actual area.
So, but I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm surprised. The Holes does not surprise me with Jane of Orange. I thought it was going to be a little too trashy for you.
Little too crusty.
You know, but that surprises me because it's got a really cool hook.
But it's still like a good rating. Okay, I'll do 3.8.
No, I don't want you to change. We're not changing your.
I'm not.
No, you said what you said. You said what you said. You said what you said.
I did. But I want to say the ska space, though, what I appreciate is I feel like every song is the right length. I don't think any ska song overstays its welcome. Like we've often said, well, at least the ones that I've listened to thus far.
Okay.
Here, like Chris and I will say like, oh, that was like 30 seconds too long sometimes on a song.
Gotcha.
You know, I agree. Some songs overstay their welcome.
They overstay their welcome, where I really feel like ska is like to the point, they sing their song and they're done. Like almost like you want more. Like it's sometimes like almost like an abrupt stop sometime, I feel like. And that's where I do like, so if I'm writing ska music, at this point, I'm saying 4.5 just for the lane of ska in general.
Okay. 4.5, the lane of ska, for the genre. The genre as a whole. The genre of ska gets a 4.5. 4.5 records out of 5.
Very much.
Yes. That's
coming from someone who didn't know what ska was about 4 years ago.
I didn't. That's what cracked
me. So going for 0 to 4.5 is pretty amazing.
I did not even know the word ska. Like, I didn't.
Benny, our first episode of the show ever, number one, when we called the Chris and Amanda show, our first episode ever, one of my three songs I gave Amanda was Operation Ivy.
Oh, which one?
I think I gave her Sound System. Yeah, she had no idea what ska was or anything, and I had explained to her at that time what ska was, and she actually gave it a very poor rating, I'm going to say.
That doesn't surprise me.
But it shouldn't surprise you.
Op Ivy is so good, but it does seem like the more you listen to it, the more it gets better and better and better and better. They're one of those strange bands that actually the song actually gets better and better as you listen to it.
Yeah, when you realize that they're like 16 when they were doing that stuff too.
It still impresses me.
Yeah.
That, and then you listen to Rancid, and then you listen to all the
everything else that Tim Armstrong has gotten involved in.
You listen to all those, like, and you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
I think I remember saying they make me sound, I feel like it's a garage band, and that went down into a whole like lesson. Ooh. Of
yeah, and then I went to a whole thing about like,
you're lucky that
California something, like I don't know, there was a big breakdown. I remember that specifically.
There was a big breakdown. All right. Oh. So
So, Dave, first of all, Bruce Lee band rules. Anything Mike Park does in general rules. So, yes, yeah. I know I've heard that. Cherry Papa Daddies, of course, I've heard that.
Mr. White Keys, yep.
I have not heard.
Mitch Wood and his Rocket 88's Golden Gate Jump.
I will check that one out, Dave. I have not checked that one out.
Dave, New Wave Dave, coming in with song picks, as he always does.
Dave has his very own genre of music because he's so powerful in art. Yeah.
And if you follow Dave on Facebook, actually, he's been doing this, like posting a song a day.
It's like day 1,000.
Dave, you know your stuff. You just know your stuff,
does.
Dave.
He does know his stuff. So, all right. So, Benny, where did you rate? Where are you rating this song? Because I don't think we got a rating from you.
Oh, I love Bad Operation. I'm going to give it a 4.3.
Okay. 4.3 records.
And I'd give it more, but they stole our intro that we stole.
So. That you then stole from the Impossible.
Technically, their album came out first, so they win.
So you can't...
No, because how can you prove that you came out with the idea first?
Oh, they just recorded it.
They recorded it first.
They recorded it first.
Oh, okay. But they could have had it for 5 years, for all I know. So we have this fun... Battle. They don't even know that we have this battle. But we have this battle.
Yep.
And honestly, if now anybody has a battle, it should be the Impossibles against all of us.
Yeah.
Fair. But if you haven't listened to Impossibles, 8-Ball, Magic 8-Ball, 8-Ball, something like that. Anyways, it's track one on their album. You'll find it. It's amazing ska punk song.
All right. Well, very good. Well, hey, so listen, this was great. But we have one thing left to do.
Yeah, we do.
What are we doing, Amanda?
What time is it?
Spin the wheel of show themes, Chris.
Time to spin the wheel of show themes.
No, there's a lot on here.
I know they keep adding, and it's so great. And
yeah,
we never come up with all these ideas, so we love that.
How many misfits ones are
none? Now there's going to be some.
Yeah. So, all right. So here we go. We have a wheel of themes ready to go. Lots of themes on here.
Big money, no whammies.
Big money, no whammies. Let's see what next week's show theme will be. Spinning a wheel.
Like the suspense, right?
I do.
The suspense.
Here comes.
Oh.
Oh. Hi. This is interesting.
So. For those of you that are not watching the video version of the show, here we go. So we are doing songs about fantasy and fairy tales, songs that transport listeners to magical, mythical realms.
Can I give my two songs because I won't be here next week?
Of course.
Yes. Give us your two songs.
They are here, like on the top of your tongue.
I'm just going to give albums because they're concept albums in fantasy and fairy tales. So first, I'm going to go with the Decemberists. The Hazards of Love is a wonderful album. I won't ruin the story or the punchline. So just listen to that. It's wonderful. The next would be Ludo.
Ludo.
I can't think of what something Bride.
This is interesting.
This is an interesting one.
Because there can be like kids.
Fantasy and fairy tales.
Anyways, Broken Bride. There you go. Ludo, Broken Bride. So the Decemberists, Hazards of Love, and Ludo, Broken Bride. Broken Bride.
All right.
Check those out, Chris, if you haven't listened to them. They're wonderful.
I will do. So, all right, everybody. So there we go. Next week's theme is songs about fantasy and fairy tales. Those are the songs. Well, that's the theme. We'll pick the songs.
I feel like I might nestle into some stuff. I was just saying, like, I feel like Taylor Swift is going to have fun.
Yeah, here we go. It's going to be a very a heavy Taylor Swift show.
I mean,
it's coming.
People will expect that. Maybe I'll trick them.
That's all right. Well, no, you can do it, you know.
Can I take the mic just for a second? If you guys haven't heard The Boy Detective, please go out there and listen to us. You can check us out on all streaming platforms. We got a lot of shows coming up. We got a lot of things going on with Punkerton Records and Rock and Roll.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you guys follow them. I have all the links in the show notes, actually, to Boy Detective. So it's there, as well as the link to listen to Art Theft as well. So make sure you guys check that out. And I guess over on Patreon, we'll get the real meaning of the song of The Secret Life.
The Secret Life and Tragic Death of
Richard T.
Owl. Yeah. Oh, and Ian saying, Taylor Swift, I may be in bed next week.
You know, Ian, I will actually promise you. I will promise you, Ian, Taylor will not be on my list.
And Dave is saying, I'll counter those Decemberists with Infanta and Ludo, Love Me Dead.
Dave, you can counter all you want, but those two albums are albums. But yes, I do love Infanta for sure. Yeah. Ludo, I struggle with other than Broken Bride, but it's just me.
So, all right, everybody, this has been an amazing show.
Thank you,
Benny. Thank you so much for coming on today, bud. Really appreciate you. Thanks for spending time with us, and thank you everybody for hanging out with us today, watching a live stream. Thank you once again to our Patreons, Dave Mattingly, Ian from Australia, and of course back of the show box. And if you would like to join our Patreon, you can do it right now. $1, scan the QR code or use the link in our show notes, and you can get access to all kinds of cool bonus content. So other than that, hit that subscribe button. Follow us wherever you get podcasts. Do all the things, and we'll see you next week. And hopefully I won't have such a sexy voice.
No, too sexy for listening. Yeah.
Dave's did. Benny is bringing it.
Benny brought it.
He brought it. No, I appreciate you, bud. Thanks so much for coming by today.
You got it. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you both.
To get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown, just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at SongSwapShowdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.